Dear friends in Christ, though the weather may not be cooperating, the calendar says it's time for a little spring cleaning. In our home, we begin by unloading clothes, books, and toys at the Goodwill, saving the best for the co-op, and dumping the rest in the trash. Not that the stuff that we have is bad, or even useless. It's just that there's so much of it. And so we follow the old proverb, when in doubt, throw it out. So also Lent is a time to take out all of the spiritual trash which fills our lives, to throw Rachel's idols out of our tents. And so we read from the prophet Ezekiel, and you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of our people who are playing the prophet out of their own heart. Woe to those women who sew magic bands on all wrists and who make veils for heads of every size in order to entrap people. Will you women entrap the lives of my people, but preserve your own lives? You women profane against my people for handfuls of barley and scraps of bread, killing people who should not die and keeping alive people who should not live, by your lying to my people, those who listen to lies. Pretty harsh words from Ezekiel. It's not like these women were pointing to a different Messiah. Just a fortune cookie here and a horoscope there. It was chump change for a handful of barley and a few scraps of bread. A tarot card reading at an old Italian restaurant. A crystal ball at a small town fair. A psychic hotline for 75 cents a minute. Spiritually small potatoes, like money changers who turn the temple into a marketplace, like a rosary which turns into a rabbit's foot, like lighting candles to Mary, Anne, and Christopher, so that after a time Christ is obscured by the cloud of saints, like the Christian bookstore that has so many books on the Christian life that you can't find anything good to read on the life of Christ. Like a church that spends so much time fretting about growth that she forgets that she is the bride of Christ. Like the garbage which accumulates in a church service, with the result that our Lord's liturgy is tossed aside and the supper becomes an afterthought. Or, to be fair, like an obsession with rubrics, so that we end up sounding more like Emily Post than Peter or Paul. A few straws here and there, and over time the camel's back is broken, and the vision of Christ is clouded, and his voice no longer heard. I think of poor dear Nancy Reagan. The reports were that she liked to read her horoscopes. After her husband was shot, she turned more and more to her astrologist. It got to the point where she was planning the president's schedule around the readings of a well-paid quack. Understandable, to be sure, but also a little sad. An example of too much garbage. So also the women chastised by Ezekiel. They were prophesying out of their minds, making stuff up, wearing armbands and veils as part of their shtick, pretending to know the future, to the point where they would frighten some who needed courage and encourage others who would do well to have a little fear. Maybe some of them were in other ways faithful folk. Maybe not. But it had gone on too far and had gone on too long. Too much chatter about this life, not enough concern about eternity. The women's mindless prophecy was enough to wear down a patient and long-suffering Lord. So the cranky prophet growls, "Behold, I am against your magic bands with which you hunt souls like birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls whom you hunt go free, the souls like birds. Your veils also I will tear off and deliver my people out of your hand, and they shall be no more in your hand as prey, and you shall know that I am Lord. And again I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am Lord." So forget the armbands, veils, and crystal balls. Don't think you can control your destiny by horoscopes and stock market reports, or by living right and eating sensibly. Don't think you can perfect your life, family, or church by the power of your will. You don't know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, cast aside the things of this world and place your cares upon the Lord. If we can't know the future, it's enough to know that the future is ours in Christ. If we can't know the future, it's enough to know that on the last day, our dry bones will be raised up from the grave. And so in the meantime, we clean house. We wash in the river which flows from the living temple. We bathe in the baptismal stream which pours out from the side of our Lord, remembering that all the trash of misplaced concern and desire has been taken out to Golgotha, where it has been buried. And from that burial plot has come a garden. And from that garden, Christ, our new life, springs forth. And like birds no longer caged or hunted, we fly free and confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen.